Lift. It's a film that came out 2024, January around 11th, starring Kevin Hart. Now, for some weird reason, I'm supposed to believe Kevin Hart can pull off being a renowned international criminal who's an art dealer thief and pulls heists worth half a million worth of gold and steel paintings like the Van Gogh, and this guy is incredible. That's what I'm supposed to believe. I'm supposed to believe Kevin Hart, who plays a character called Cyrus, who's a renowned thief, who leads a team of incredible criminals. There's a pilot, there's a hacker, there's a safecracker, there's a master of disguise, there's an engineer. All these guys take on two simultaneous thefts at the same time, stealing a Van Gogh painting in London, at the same time, fake kidnapping an NFT artist in Venice. And somehow, while this all is going on, there's this Interpol agent called Abby Cladwell, who apparently smashed, fucked Kevin Hart's character, Cyrus, for a week in London. Now she's pissed that he lied about his persona, but somehow it's okay for her to investigate a man she's emotionally involved with. But whatever, who gives a shit? Now, surprisingly, I'm surprised Kevin Hart actually acted a film or role where he wasn't funny. He wasn't trying to be funny. Usually when you watch a Kevin Hart film, he's always trying to be funny. This was pretty decent. The action wasn't James Bondish. The action wasn't James Bondish, but it wasn't, John Wick or anything like that. But he was decent. He was decent. He seemed like he was a man who knew what he was doing. He was giving out orders to his crewmates, and they did the job that they were supposed to do. Overall, the movie was pretty entertaining. Now, the plot itself, spoilers alert, that I already spoiled it, so I'm very sorry about this. What can I say that will reveal the plot? Well, here's one thing. I'm apologize if I'm not saying his name. Yoxin is some sort of master criminal guy who wants to be rich off everything. This guy will sell his mother's soul to make a few quick bucks. So apparently he pays this team of anonymous hackers called Leviathan of some sort. And these guys tell this guy to pay them in 50, half a billion in gold. So he takes half a billion in gold, he takes it on a plane, he ships it to another location where these people are supposed to get it. And somehow, this Cyrus crew, this Kevin Hart crew, somehow put invisible plates of some sort on a jet that already exists. And they do it all in 10 days. And bear in mind, I don't know how you think a plane, how big a plane is. I don't care how these dudes claim to work overnight like they ain't. There was no God-given way that a crew of six. And how many are these guys? Let me see. Let me see. Hold on a sec. Hold on a sec. Hold on a sec. I'm counting these characters that are actually part of the crew. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7, 7, 8. 8. And then you include the guy who was actually working at the runway tower thing. That's 9 dudes. So, and then not all, so 9 people put metal sheets with little cameras on them on a jet in less than 10 days. Okay, I'll believe that. I got nothing to say, I got nothing to lie about. I'm gonna believe you. But hey, who am I to say that these guys are a bunch of liars or something like that? Overall, it was a decent movie. It's something I wouldn't expect Kevin Hart to ever do. I've never taken Kevin Hart as a serious actor, but this was pretty serious for him in a way. So I appreciate the gesture in him. I appreciate the ideology. I appreciate the mastery of him trying to, get out of his groove, play a different role. And I like the diversity of the cast. There's a black guy, there's an Asian guy, there's a semi-Russian or a semi-German fella in it. There's a British, there's an American. I think there was a French person. I could be wrong. And then I don't even know the roles of everybody. Like, it was decent. It was really decent. It got a little tense at a point where I thought that NATO was gonna blow off a plane off the face of the earth. But I was like, oh my god, it's been, I knew they were gonna come up with some shit. And they came up with some shit. Now the ending, I'm already spoiling the ending when Abby decides to join Cyrus' team because her boss at Interpol tried to kill her. Not because you like that dick, Abby. I see you. But it's all cool.
Now that was entertaining. Please let us hang out yet another time. Remember to like and subscribe. Adios, folks. Adios.